Anxiety is the number one mental health issue among children in the United States, and it has held that spot for over a decade. It also happens to be the number one mental health issue among adults in the United States, so it's apparent the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. We're an extremely anxious nation. What happens between childhood and adulthood? Are the anxious adults of today the product of the anxious kids of the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Will the anxious kids of today become the anxious adults of the future? Research tells us the human brain is most malleable in childhood, and as we grow older, our brains become less likely to change. What is relatively simple to change for a 5-year-old is difficult to change for a 55-year-old. As a psychotherapist, I see this time and time again. I might see a severely anxious 7-year-old, and after giving the parents some tools and working with the child for a short period of time, the child improves remarkably. Then I see a severely anxious middle-aged adult, and the situation looks very different. Things move much slower. Things are much harder to change. That's because the negative patterns have existed longer, and they've seeped into the cracks of everyday life. Quite often, issues that could have been remedied in a person's childhood become large obstacles in his or her adulthood. The best time to help an anxious person is during childhood. Before patterns become too ingrained and self-esteem is too low, kids and their parents need the resources to turn things around.